I'm well, mate. Thanks for having me in.
A bit of a cold snap up the Highlands?
Oh, well, we got this morning and went, you know, it's snowing.
So where'd you wake up?
We were at Devonport, Mercy Bluff,
yep.
And seen it was snow and went, you know what, let's go to the Great Lakes pub for a beer and catch some snow. And it was awesome. So it was pretty, because we were up there 2 weeks ago and it was hot, sunny. Yeah, it was pretty cool. So, but it was amazing. So it was actually, this is Tassie, and I cannot believe what
the weather. That's true what they say.
Absolutely. Yeah. You guys turn it on.
Now, before I press play on this video on your Facebook page of you, a little sojourn to the Highlands, what happened while you were up there?
I had a bit of a plugger incident. So
your ears in the snow and his pluggers.
Yeah, I was in the snow, shorts and thongs, as a true Queenslander does. And I've had a bit of a plugger incident and fell AOT.
He's busted a plug and he's ended up face first in the snow.
Yeah, right, pretty cool.
But you survived to tell the tale.
Yeah.
Right, so we caught up with you a couple of weeks ago. For those that are fresh to Piney from Piney's Pie Reviews, what have you been doing in Tassie and what do you do? Why do you garner the name Piney's Pie Reviews?
Yeah, I've been eating my way around this marvellous state
of
yours.
Lucky bugger.
And basically been travelling around Australia for about 12 months, 18 months, but I started the pie crusade or the pieathlon, as I call it,
nice.
2 or 3 years ago. But it's about supporting businesses, supporting small businesses, getting people travelling, getting people moving. And the last almost 3 months, we've been here in Tassie, and the response has been amazing.
You're a pie preacher.
Yeah, I love that word. Yeah. Or pieologist.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Yeah.
But look, it's
pieontology.
It's about getting people travelling, getting people out to these little towns. And you guys have got so many of these little towns
here
in Tassie.
It's a little state. Yeah.
It's a little state and everything's so close. So getting people moving, getting people out, and blokes, you know, they love their pies, as do the ladies do. But predominantly men love their pies. And, you know, it's so good that we've got, you've got so many good bakeries here in Tassie.
Right. Where have you been today for a pie?
I went to Oliver's at La Trobe this morning. See the guys out there. I was there about 8 weeks ago, just cruised past, popped in for a quick one, and went, wow, this is pretty good. I've got to go back and see the team. So I went out there on yesterday this morning, heading to Hennessy's at in the Woolworths complex Thursday morning.
Yes, okay.
But I've had a few. I've had, you name it, I've probably been to every single bakery in Tassie.
Are you still considering which location is the best pie in Tasmania?
I think I've got a perfect score coming up, mate, in a few weeks. So
That's dangling the carrot.
Yeah, I've had 2 or 3 that have been very, 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 very close, but I think one is winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Right. Without giving that away, let's talk about some highlights, because you have literally done a lap of the map or two.
Yeah, and as I said, the whole, I love Stanley when we first got there. I love Bruni. I love Mariah Island. I posted that review from the Spirit of Mariah Cafe. It was just a little scallop and prawn pie, which was beautiful.
Yep.
This week I'm going to post the one at Bishanoe, which I had, I think it was a curry chicken, which was terrific.
You can't beat a curry chicken pie,
seriously.
No, it
was awesome. Seriously. I've done rabbit. I've had a slow-cooked rabbit, and it was incredible. I've been to some incredible places. Scottsdale was amazing. Trevellyn Pies up at Lonnie was good.
Well,
Crazy Bakery.
Cottage Bakery at Scottsdale, that's always, you know, received a good rap.
Yeah, and he's been around a long time, Steve. I think one of the bakers there, Steve, his dad used to own it for a long time as well.
Okay, so family
Murray,
business.
But, you know, even like it's everything's so close, which I love. But, you know, everyone's so passionate about their scallop pies, which was great. But one of the things I've noticed in Tassie, which we can't get in Queensland, is the chicken and camembert.
Oh, really?
And savoury toast. Like, what is doing with the savoury toast?
Had you ever heard of it before?
Never, ever. But one thing that I loved that I went to Penguin Bakery, you know, and they had chocolate crackles, one of my favourites. Everywhere's been amazing. I've done the 2 Ross bakeries. I've actually got about nearly 15 to 16 reviews still to post.
Holy moly.
Of this great place. I've got Bishanoe, I've got St. Helens, I've got Scottsdale, I've got Lonnie, I've got Grimwald, I've got Exeter, I've got the 2 Ross bakeries, I've got Brighton, I've got
Brighton Bakehouse.
Been to both of them.
Yes, Brighton Bakehouse.
Brighton's best.
Awesome pepper steak pie.
I did Jackman and Ross. I done Mole Creek Pub.
Okay, I haven't done that.
Yeah.
I've driven past it plenty of time. Didn't know they
could
pies.
I could be back out there. They've asked me to look at MC'ing their day at the creek.
He's going to be back.
I could be back. But Mole Creek was, I've got to shout out to those guys. Like, it's a pub. But, you know, it's great that people get out there because their pies, their Tassie Devil, sorry, their Tasmanian Tiger pie, it's a bit of a
Freudian slip.
It. it's a bit of a you know, that's why people go out there to try the pie, and that's why people should be going to these places to give these bakeries a go. Crazy Baker is awesome too.
Look, I tell you what. Here a couple of years ago, there were, I don't know, I think it was a young couple bought an old building in Wilmot, and it had like one of the original wood fired stoves.
Yep.
And that was only open for a really short time.
I heard that.
And I managed to squeeze a trip to Wilmot.
How was that one?
Pretty good, actually. I wish that they were, you know, I think the next time I went to go and have a pie, they were closed, which is really sad. But, yeah, that, you know, that was the beginning of something brilliant, but I don't know what
Well, that was there. The same story, mate, with the people that have got the Crazy Bakery. So they were particularly looking for a wood fire oven. Not only did they buy the bakery, they bought the house next door. So it's a real family affair, and that's why I love telling the story. Penguin Bakery was terrific. Like the young daughter's now being groomed to come up, you know, take that mantle over from my dad.
Yep.
You know, because there is a real shortage of bakers out there, and there's a real shortage. I was recently flew back to Brisbane for an event in which I emceed, which is the Young Apprentice Awards.
Yep.
26 bakers, apprentices. One male, 25 females.
Wow.
Which is incredible. Absolutely amazing.
Well, that's been flipped on its head since the early days.
It has been. And every bakery I've spoken to in Tassie, they need staff. They need – it's very, very sad. So if I can play that little part of mine by getting people to detour off the highway a bit and duck into Crazy or duck into Exeter or duck into, you know, anywhere to get a pie – because you guys do turn the weather on down here, so every second day is cold. So, and every second day, one thing I did notice before I go quickly is, you guys don't do the mushy peas down here like Queensland.
No.
Big on mushy peas.
No, and I think that's I think I first saw that possibly in Sydney.
Yeah,
near the docks there.
Yeah.
I think that was a big thing.
And Yeah.
That's kind of like, you know, savoury toast. I suppose we do that instead of the mushy peas.
Savoury toast.
Did you like it? Oh, no, he's got to think about it.
It was okay. It was okay. I've actually just come from the waffle joint down the road there. Is it Angers or Angers?
Anvers.
Yeah, so that'd roll me out of that joint. So I love the food.
That's
down
pretty,
here, though. Everything is great. Where's the best pie in Tassie, in your opinion?
In my opinion?
Yeah.
Oh, that's put me right on the spot.
Yeah.
And I probably should have had an answer ready for you.
Where's your local, though?
I go to Buscemi's in Sheffield.
Yep.
That's normally,
yep.
You know, if I have a pie, if I go there, I have a pie.
I actually reviewed the Blacksmith Gallery there, which is a little cafe,
yes,
little homemade pies. It was incredible. ABC just recently ran a story on them being, they've got 50% of their staff have got that are on the spectrum and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it's an amazing little cafe, all homemade in a Sunbeam pie machine.
Nice work.
Yep.
You
awesome.
Can't get better than that.
No. Quickly, sauce on pies?
Not curry chicken. But if it's like a pepper steak, yes.
Hang on. Yes or no? Sauce on pies?
Yes.
Square, round, or oval?
Square.
Oh, I like your work. Yeah. Many people don't like. I've actually met a gentleman who was 92, and he actually pulled me up in the street, and he actually said, my grandfather, so that's between like 100 years, said, never trust a man who ate a square pie.
Famous last words.
Yeah.
Mate,
thank
you for our pie-versation this hour.
No worries.
Where can we follow you online?
Yeah, jump online to Piney's Pie Reviews on Facebook. I have got Insta as well, but more so Facebook for more detailed reviews. Got some pretty exciting stuff. My website is just about finished, so you'll be able to see every review I've done around Australia with a pinpoint map. And we've got a lot of discount codes on there. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's becoming a thing.
Look, I can't wait to come back. And I do wish I'm pretty sure I'm going to come back to Mole Creek.
Yep.
But I think I've just about got every bakery covered here.
Nice work. Well,
awesome.
Piney from Piney's Pie Reviews, thank you for joining us on the home run today. Really appreciate it. And stop on by. We'll go to the pie next time. A square one.
Absolutely. Yep. Thanks, legends. Thanks for having me.